So the Tax Foundation, we're a Washington-based think tank. We're a 501c3, a nonprofit education organization, and we are here to educate taxpayers on tax policy and to promote smarter and better tax policy.
And how exactly do you promote smarter and better tax policy?
We do research both at the federal level, talking about federal tax policy. We also do research in writing on state tax policy. We make our research available for everyone to see on our website. We also we send out publications through the mail, and anyone who wants to read it can. And we hope that legislators and the public at large reads what we write.
Do you know for a fact that the decision makers lean on your data?
Oh, absolutely. Throughout the states, legislators look to us as a good indicator of what good policy is and how well their states are doing with tax policy. And also in Washington, we're used as a resource for good tax policy.
And when you say good tax policy, what exactly does that mean?
Well, good tax policy is taxes, low taxes, neutral taxes, taxes that don't bias against one activity or the other, and of tax policy that promotes economic growth.
You also determine each state's Tax Freedom Day. What do you mean by Tax Freedom Day?
Tax Freedom Day is the day when America as a whole has earned enough to pay its total tax bill for the year. Federal individual income taxes, payroll taxes at the federal level, corporate income taxes, sales and excise taxes, property taxes, state and local income taxes, these are all the taxes at federal, state, and local levels.
Talk a little bit about our state's tax situation.
South Dakota this year, their Tax Freedom Day is on April 4th. That is one of the earliest Tax Freedom Days this year. It's actually the third earliest. The earliest was in Louisiana on March 30th. Now, South Dakota is known for not having an individual income tax or a corporate income tax and a relatively low sales tax compared to some states. Because of this low state and local tax burden, they come out earlier than a lot of states.
And then you also have a National Tax Freedom Day. And when is that?
This year, the National Tax Freedom Day is April 21st. So this year, Americans will pay $3 trillion in total to the federal government and an additional $1.5 trillion to their state and local government for a total tax bill of $4.5 trillion. And that's approximately 30% of the nation's income. And that will take approximately 111 days to make enough money to pay this tax bill, and that happens to be on April 21st.
If you did include annual federal borrowing, then what would happen?
Since the late 2000s, the United States, the federal government has had a significant deficit, some years over $1 trillion. This year, the government will have approximately $650 billion deficit, which represents an additional consumption of government that we aren't paying this year, but will represent future taxes owed. And if you add that government consumption into Tax Freedom Day, Tax Freedom Day would be pushed 15 days later on May 6th.
Why don't you include annual federal borrowing?
Well, because this year we aren't technically paying for it, but it does represent a measure of the total cost of government.
As far as our Tax Freedom Day this year, how does it stack up with years past?
So this year, Tax Freedom Day is 3 days later than last year. The economy as a whole has been slowly recovering, still recovering from the deep recession in 2007-2008, pushing people's wages and pushing up corporate profits, and it's causing us to pay more in taxes.